bonded and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
He's Don, I'm Randy, and we're bringing the amateur baseball today on KASM. Scott Stevens producing our game in our sports studios in Albany. For the Meyer Grove Grovers, leading off, it'll be Josh Omshay. One for two today, had a double in his last at-bat. There's been a number of Josh Omshites to play in this league recently, hasn't there, Don? No, there was one over in St. Martin for a while. Is this the guy, or is this a different guy?
I'm not sure.
I believe there's a Josh Omshite that plays for Avon, too, now. So there was a... There's another Omshite that did play for El Rosa. McHenry had a Jeff Omshite
at one time.
Three balls, two strikes to count for Josh.
You might be right, though. I think there was.
Thank you very much. The crew here at Farming, keeping us hydrated. Josh Omshite swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So one down. It'll bring Tyler Musch up to the plate. Tyler is one for three so far today. And he'll follow this back and out of play. And 0-1 to Tyler. Tyler with older brother Ryan. And then there's older brother Jordan. He's got a younger brother yet. Oh, and one, now 1-1 to Tyler Mushoff. Jaron Klopach on deck. Tyler rips this past Grant Ludwig. Oh, was that hit. Ludwig tried to do the hockey goalie thing just to get a foot on it, and he couldn't. That was hit so hard, Don, he didn't even get his glove down.
Oh, he did. By him in a flash.
Wow. So Tyler Mushoff has made it two hits for him today, 2-for-4 after a couple of strikeouts against Weston Brinkman. And here's Jaron Klopach. Jaron, 1-for-3. Oh, and Musho just about got picked off there. He was leaning.
Was close. Yeah. Oh, my.
He was leaning. Had that throw been closer to the bag,
it would have been down. He'd have been out.
Yep.
Yes.
You're so right. Jaron Klopach, the last at bat he had a long fly ball that just about was knocked over by Yeager over that right field fence. Throw to first, back safely is Tyler Musho. We're going to get a little cat and mouse here with Weston Brinkman and Musho, I think, because, I mean, it's a one-run game right now. 2-1, Meyer Grove leading. Lake Henry doesn't need that deficit to be anymore. Another throw, and Musho back safely.
Carter Wessel coming off the bag already. I don't think he expected that throw to come over there. It's always good with a left-handed pitcher and a left-handed first baseman, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Pitch is low and in the dirt. Shane Campson, nice stop behind the plate. And one ball, no strikes. One on the count. Macho dancing over there at first as Brinkman comes home in the count, one ball, one strike.
To They're trying to find out, looking for a count of maybe steel on here.
Tyler Mushel takes his lead. Brinkman, quick throw, back safely, Mushel. Jaron Klopak, he's back in the box now. Weston Brinkman kicks and delivers, and that one is fouled past us here. Okay, let me take a breath.
Oh, my.
One ball, two strikes. Now, it was still about 5 feet away, but still, that's too close. Oh, and they have picked Mushel. Oh, here's the Carter's throw by Carter Wessel. It goes into the runner, and safe at second is Tyler Mushel.
Can't get the ball out of his glove at first base. Carter Wessel, he had to kind of dig around for it, and he made a tough throw over to second base or shortstop.
So, it'll be a throwing error on the first baseman, Carter Wessel. Yep. As Jaron Klopak will follow this one, back and out of play, and the count at 1-2 now to Jaron.
Giving him a stolen base on that, I think.
Okay. Now, it becomes like an official scores, I guess,
that's
arbitrary decision, and it's like, yeah, they said a stolen base. Okay. Klopak lines it to left field. There to make the catch is Nick Dingman for the second out. So two outs. And Andrew Welle, the left fielder, will get a shot here to drive in maybe the third run for Meyer Grove. They lead 2-1 here in the top of the seventh. Andrew Sparta Day, 0-3. Brinkman's curveball, Welle folds it off at the plate, and the count 0-1. Balls, one strike. We'll get our total of attendance here, I would imagine, at some point.
I think Randy went fishing.
Oh.
There must be a lake close around here. He said, well, this is how maybe I have to go see if the fish are biting for a bit. Knowing him, he maybe jumped in there to stay cool.
You know, Clear Lake is just down the road there. One ball, one strike. Masho leads from second. Weston Brinkman delivers. And Welle launches it to left field. This will be falling out of play into the parking area down the left field line. And the count two, Welle is at 1-2. Top of the seventh inning. Weston Brinkman's pitch. Well, he pops this one straight up. There will be a play for Shane Campson. Behind the plate, he makes the catch for the out. And that will do it for the Grovers in the seventh. No runs hit, no errors, one left on. We have played 6.5. Meyer Grove 2, Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KFM.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recording from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon special. Serve Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to the Sportsman's Den on Saturdays from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event. Plus, mark your calendars for Billy D and the Crystals on October 27th and the Shaw Band on December 8th at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
It's the bottom of the eighth inning. Josh Campson leads it off for Lake Henry. Nick Dingman, Adam Yeager to follow. Matt Imdick has pitched so well, giving up just the four hits. Ground ball by Campson to Klopak at short. His throw will pull Drake Meyer off the base, so a throwing error by the shortstop, Jaron Klopak.
Tough play again for the shortstop. Was up the middle quite a ways. You have to stop, get your body turned, and he pulled Meyer off the bag at first.
So, that's what Lake Henry needs here in the seventh inning as Nick Dingman comes to the plate. Nick, one for two so far today. Randy Sheinberg has made his appearance here in the press box, coming with some attendance totals. Dingman puts a bunt down the first baseline, and that's going to go foul. And the count 0-1. Of course, we're waiting the results here. There's a candy bar on the line.
He's talking candy bar over here, right? And they're still deliberating.
I don't know. Mary Hyde and your wife is getting really involved in this. I think there could be some fraudulent tabulation here. Is there voter fraud? Is there?
I need 9 recounts after this one.
Oh, a recount. A recount is in order. Okay. 2-1, Meyer Grove leading Lake Henry here in the seventh. Pitch to Dingman is low for a ball. And 2-1. 2-1 to Nick Dingman. Josh Campson at first. Nick was looking to sacrifice, still is, and that's going to hit him in the back. And so a big break for the Lakers. They get a hit batter here after an error by the Grovers infield, and now first and second, still nobody out, and Adam Yeager to the plate.
Adam Yeager.
Had a pinch hitter on deck here for Grant Ludwika. Like Adam Miller come out on deck here.
All right. Everybody in the park thinks Adam Yeager's going to bunt, and it's a bunt for a base hit. Oh, my goodness. He put it towards the third baseman, and the third baseman, Olmscheid, was holding. And Matt Imdick, there was no way he was going to make a play on it. What a beautiful bunt by Adam Yeager. Loads him up for the Lakers. Oh,
Adam Miller will be pinch hitting for Grant Ludwig.
So, Ludwig, who is struggling, Randy Sheinberg comes with the official results. And, wow, how are you taking this, Don?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, look at that. I win by 62 votes. 346, the official total, as Miller pops this one up behind the plate. Welly giving chase, and he dives. He can't come up with it. 346, the official total today. Tournament total so far, 2,034. Okay, thank you, Randy. Thanks for playing along. At some point, I think Don owes you a candy bar.
I think you're paying him off.
The base is loaded for the Lakers here in the seventh. A 2-1 Meyer Grove lead. The curveball is high to Miller. And the count at 1-1.
There were only 9 people off.
You and I, yeah. Well, I guessed 408. You guessed
408.
Yeah,
I guessed 275.
Well, you were the other way.
Yeah.
Here's Miller. Ground ball to second. This will score one. The tag, the throw to first, not in time. It gets away from the first baseman, Meyer. It'll score Dingman, and the Lakers take a 3-2 lead here in the inning. So maybe an ill-advised throw there by Macho over at second. Well, actually, it was probably Klopak at second. Macho made the play. 4-6 on the putout. And an error on...
Wow, wheels come off on that
error
play.
Error on the second baseman, wow. Two runs have scored. Campson scores. Dingman scores. Jaeger is forced out. And now the base runner is going to be Grant Ludwig. He has re-entered for Adam Miller. And the pitch to Carter Wessel, inside a ball, 1-0. Still only one out.
Nobody out on the scoreboard. I think there is.
Well, there is one out.
Yes, on the force.
Yep. And Carter Wessel takes a strike in 0-1. Or 1-1, excuse me, 1-1.
Yeah, I think if he'd taken his time at second base here a little bit and made the tag, he had plenty of time to get Adam Miller going to first base.
Wessel ground ball to Macho at second. The flip to Klopak for one. The relay to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play, and that'll end the inning for Lake Henry. They come up with two runs on one hit. Two runs on one hit. There were two errors in the inning and one left, or no one left on base. So we played 7-3-2 Lake Henry over Meyer Grove. We're back in a minute on KASM.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top-quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Three to two, Lake Henry with the lead over Meyer Grove here in the top of the eighth inning. And Lake Henry, Don Heinen has made a few changes.
Yes, they did. They're going to bring in Jason Campson here in the top of the eighth inning to do the pitching now. And they're going to take Weston Brinkman out. They're going to put Sam Hupfer over at second base. So Jason's going to come in from second. They're going to put Sam Hupfer over at second base. And Weston Brinkman would be done for today.
So Weston Brinkman out of the ball game. Here's Kurt Marthaler, the cleanup hitter for the Grovers. And Jason Campson's pitch to Kurt Marthaler is a strike called in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Pitch outside and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Foul tip into the mitt of Shane Campson. And 1-2. Winner of this ball game will get farming at about 8 o'clock. You can hear that broadcast on KASM tonight. 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 FM. And on our stream at mychasm.com. Kurt Marthaler takes straight three called, and he's caught looking.
Wow, that's a good pitch by Jason Campson on that one.
To bring Alex Welly to the plate. Alex one for three today. Alex Welly with a base hit back in the fourth inning. The pitch is low to Alex and 1-0. Alex, the catcher for Meyer Grove. Campson's pitch. There's a breaking ball. That's a called strike in 1-1. We've had this hazy day today. Hazy sunshine. Ground ball to Quaid at short. Comes up nicely for him. Matt crossed the way. That's a high throw, and it pulls Carter Wessel off the bag. It'll be an error on the shortstop, Quaid. And the Grovers get a base runner with one out. Now, Quade today, Don, has been throwing, like, strikes and BBs to first, and that one he took something off of it. He kind of short-armed it over to first base, and it sailed.
The dirt before, so he's kind of trying to compensate, and it's not working.
No. Here's Drake Meyer. Drake, so far today, 2-for-3. The Grover first baseman.
This is where Meyer Grove, if they want to stay in this game, they need to get something going here yet in the eighth inning. They can't go out easy.
Right.
They have to get something going. And you look at that hole over on the right side there now. Oh, my goodness.
Strike call to Drake Meyer in the count. 1-ball, 1-strike. Yeah, that is a... Wow.
I think Drake's pretty much a pull hitter.
There's another breaking ball from Jason Campson. And the count, 1-2. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Well, he takes his lead at first. The fastball a little bit high and 2-2. Balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, 1 on. 3-2, Lake Henry over Meyer Grove. A swing and a miss. Boy, he really pulled the string there,
wow.
Jason did.
Yes, he did.
Breaking ball. 2 out.
Jason in the rhythm here. He gets tough.
And Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan Klopach takes a strike and 0-1. Jordan 0-for-3 today. Campson's pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two. Boy, Jordan was way out in front of that.
Oh, well, quick, Jason gets back on the mound ready to throw, and I think that's where Meyer Grove's going to have to take him off that rhythm.
Even with a base runner, he wants to work quick. The pitch
absolutely
is high for a ball, 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes to Klopach here in the eighth inning. Jason Campson ticks, delivers the fastball, gets away from Shane Campson, rolled to the backstop, but more importantly, that puts the tying run out at second base.
Doesn't have to run back to the backstop to get the ball because it comes right back to you.
Yeah. It's like the ball return in bowling.
Yeah.
Get a little activity in the Meyer Grove bullpen. And Imdick has gone the distance so far for Meyer Grove. Jason Campson, 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. A big curveball, Jordan Klopach out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Grovers. Here in the eighth inning, no runs, no hits. 1 error, 1 left on. 7.5, Lake Henry 3, Meyer Grove 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Traded to a little Johnny Cash between the 8th and the bottom.
Toe tapping, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Ring of Fire, of course. Home of the Flames here in Farming.
Yep, they burn the field. They play Johnny Cash music.
That's right. This is game number 11 of 14 scheduled for this Region 15C tournament. We'll play another one tonight at 8 o'clock. Shane Campson leads off. The bottom of the eighth inning and the first pitch from Matt Imdick is a strike call, 0-1. Balls, 1 strike. a left-handed hitting, Shane Campson takes strike two and 0-2.
Okay.
Well, two strikes. And this is lofted to right center field. No one's going to get this. One hop off the fence. Campson legging it out. He'll go into second base, standing up with a double, leading off the eighth for Lake Henry. Boy, that's a big hit for Lake Henry.
Absolutely, yes it is. That's a big run for Lake Henry if they can get that one in.
Matt Quaid to the plate. Matt struggling at the plate, 0 for 3. See what Keith Leeser, Tommy Ludwig putting on here, and Doug Meyer's going to pop out of the mound. They've had somebody warming up for Matt Imdick. It looks like Jordan Musho warming up for Meyer Grove. I know they're going to talk about putting Quaid on, but it just doesn't get any easier because you got Jason Campson behind him.
Not a little, quite as fleet of foot, you know, maybe on the ground ball, double play ball, it's a possibility.
So the conference is complete on the mound. And Quaid steps into the batter's box. Quaid, a ground ball foul past Tommy Ludwig in the third base coach box. Adam Miller coaching in that first base box. All on the count to Matt Quaid. Three runs, just six hits for Lake Henry so far, two errors. Meyer Grove, two runs, eight hits, two errors. Quaid pops this one straight up. Welly behind the plate, makes the catch for the out. Quaid popping up in foul ground for the first out of the inning. You know, I think you could make a highlight film out of catchers going back for foul pop-ups, huh?
The facial expressions.
I was watching the catcher there, Alex Welly, and it was like he did the little two-step and three-step and everything else. And
that's got to be weird. Turn around and try to find the ball up there that high.
Exactly.
Wow.
One out. Nice catch by Welly. Here's Jason Campson. Jason, so far today, 2 for 3. Chops this one down the third baseline. It's going to be foul. The count two, Jason, at 1-1. Lake Henry picked up a run in the first. Campson scored that run after picking up a base hit. They scored a run in the seventh. Or actually two in the seventh they scored on an air and a hit batter. Both of those runs scored. And now Campson gets plunked in the shoulder, and he'll go to first. Going to bring Aaron Sabalka to the plate. And Keith Leeser is probably going to make a pinch runner?
Oh, Spooner will then run for Jason.
Pinch running.
Bring Aaron Sabalka to the plate. Shane Campson at second. Colin Spooner at first with one out and left-handed hitting. Aaron Sabalka at the plate. Pitch a ball to Aaron, 1-0. Dix pits low and 2-0.
That's kind of losing it a little bit here in the eighth inning. See, this is the seventh already a little bit.
12s, no strikes. Chopped down the first baseline. Foul, says the home plate umpire. And 2-1 to Aaron Sabalka.
Where Aaron was standing the first two pitches, he moved up about 6 inches here now.
Here's a ground ball to second. A flip to short for one. The relay to first. Safe at first. The base umpire says it looks like he's motioning that Drake Meyer maybe pulled his foot.
I
it's pretty good from here.
I'm not sure. But.
So safe at first is Sabelko. They get the force out, and Kurt Meyer out to have a word. He wants a ruling from the home plate umpire if he saw it different. And if they overrule this, Don, I think you're going to get somebody coming unglued here, too, because I don't know how you overrule a call like that.
No, I don't think
you,
so.
You elect the umpires up. And Tim Pratt wisely says, live with the call, and we go on. I agree. Meyer Grove probably has an argument, but
I don't think you overrule that, though.
No,
I don't think.
Yeah, it was
like
bang,
said,
bang.
You're going to open up a can of worms there if you.
So here comes Josh Campson to the plate. Sabelko safe on the fielder's choice. Going to third is Shane Campson on that ground ball. And Campson rips it past Klopach at short. The Lakers score one. Here's Sabelko to third, and it's 4-2 Lake Henry here in the bottom of the eighth. Big rip by Josh Campson. I bring Nick Dingman to the plate. Clear Lake defeats Pearl Lake today in Region 11, seed 10-3. We'll get a pinch runner here for Josh Campson.
That'll be Max Wagner.
Josh Campson comes out. That might, I think that was the first only time they've run for Josh today.
Yes, it is.
At the plate for Lake Henry, Nick Dingman. Nick, a high chopper to Klopach at short. Bobbles it once, throws to first. In time, 6-3 on the putout of Dingman. That'll do it for Lake Henry here in the eighth inning. But the Lakers come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. We have played eight innings, Lake Henry 4 and Meyer Grove 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KFN.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi everyone, this is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Four to two, Lake Henry with the lead as we make our way to the top of the ninth inning. And Lake Henry has their closer, Jason Campson, on the mound.
Coming in the eighth already here. Actually, seventh is he already. Nope, eighth inning.
Coming up, our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show here on KAFM for Meyer Grove. Is this a pinch hitter, Don?
Yes, it is. Anthony Welly.
Anthony Welly pinch hitting for Ryan Omshay.
Yes,
at the left-hander, swings and misses, strike one. 1-1 the count to Anthony Welly.
Ryan had a pretty good day. Is he going?
Oh, Ryan was 0-for-3.
Oh, really?
Josh Omshay.
Josh Omshay, okay.
He's 1-for-3. Anthony tries to bunt his way on, and Shane Campson takes that in his body.
I don't even think it hit his glove. He was bunting at it. He left the goal, and ouch.
And, of course, the home plate umpire cleans home plate off again, like you had said.
Depends upon whoever gets hit.
Whoever gets hit, yeah. That's right. One ball, one strike. One ball, two strikes, excuse me. The pitch is high for a ball and 2-2. Campson's curveball. Well, he lines it to Quade at short. He makes the catch for the out. I'll bring Josh Holmshead to the plate. Josh, 1-for-3 today with that double, and he gets hit in the leg by Jason Campson. I'm sure that's not what Jason had planned here to bring the top of the order up.
Well, I don't think so. You're sweating pretty good out there today. I'm sure everything gets a little bit slimy in fingers. You get sweat rolling wherever. And you look at Jason's uniform, I think he's wringing wet.
And Meyer Grove has to look at it now. Heck, you're only a home run away from tying it up. Always a chance. One out, one on. It's two. Tyler Marshall's outside a ball. 1-0. Tyler is 2-for-4 so far today for Meyer Grove. Pitch. Marshall chops this one off the plate. It's a fair ball. Oh, I'm surprised Grant Ludwig fielded it. Throw to first and safe at first to Tyler Marshall. I for sure thought that was headed foul.
He has no chance of getting him. You know, why wouldn't you get... I would take a chance of seeing if it does go foul.
Wow. So Ludwig fields it, but it's an infield single for Tyler Musho. He's got 3 hits today. And here's Jaron Klopach. Jaron is 1-for-4 today. Reached on an error back in the 5th. And the pitch from Campson is a strike called, 0-1. So the tying run on for Meyer Grove here in the 9th inning. Josh Holmscheid at 2nd. At 1st, it's Marshall. And Klopach lines a single down the right field line. That's a base hit. It's going to score 1. Yeager gets it into the infield. It's now 4-3. Marshall ends up on 3rd. And Jaron Klopach gets an RBI here in the 9th. And Keith Lever has popped out of the dugout. This is serious now for the Lakers.
1-0 here, runners at 1st and 3rd, so you can make something happen here if you want to.
Due up, Andrew Welly, the left fielder. Kurt Meyer, Doug Meyer, talking with Andrew Welly as Keith Lever going over some things with his infielders.
Yeah, you want to get that runner from on 1st over to 2nd here if you can.
Jaron Klopach now 2-for-5 today with that single. Andrew Welly so far is 0-for-4 in the number 3 spot, a right-hander. At 1st, it's Jaron Klopach. He gets a good lead, and the pitch to Welly is a strike and 0-1. Lakers looking for a double play ball. Meyer Grove looking for that base hit or some break.
Oh, I just can't believe the hole over in that right side. It's huge.
Pitch is high from Jason Campson, and the count 1-1.
Even if he doesn't hit it hard on the right side, if it just stays on the grass, he can get a base hit.
Grant Ludwig is coming with the runner. He's not real sure yet that they're not going to try to squeeze or something. Here's Welly, ground ball to short. Quade, it's a double play ball, and he boots it. An error by Matt Quade, and everybody's safe. Scoring the tying run is Tyler Marshall. And safe at 2nd is Jaron Klopach, and Andrew Welly safe on the air.
Tough day over there at short for Quade.
So Jared Klopot goes to second. Now he's the go-ahead run, a 4-4 game in the ninth. And here's Curtin Marthaler at the plate.
Only one out here.
Jordan Musho continues to throw for Meyer Grove.